You guys make me so angry sometimes!
This boat is obviously sinking!
Hey guys, welcome to 3-Bit. This is episode 6. As always, I have...
Hello, I'm Thomas Curtis.
And I'm Kyle Summerly.
Yeah, you are.
We just thought you should know.
Okay.
If there was any doubt, that is indeed Kyle Summerly.
And who are you?
Oh, I'm Peter Boda.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that
guy. I forgot I didn't do that. So, guys, what's been up? We're out of school.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Fucking finally.
Yeah.
In fact, I am officially 3 hours out of finals right now.
Damn.
Great.
I'm a couple days. Anyways, so, anything video game related going on?
While studying for finals, I watched the VGAs last weekend.
Yeah.
That was you both interesting. Did, and I avoided it.
Yeah.
Good call.
Sorry. That shit's weird.
Did you watch it last year?
I saw... Wait, was last year the one where Jack Black hosted?
No.
Who hosted? What was last year? I don't remember. Maybe I didn't see it.
I think it might have been Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, I thought that was 2 years ago. Boy, anyway, I don't really think I watched it.
I just remember last year had Jack Black with a flamethrower shouting, like, Brutal Legend or something.
Yeah, because I thought he was hosting.
No.
Oh. Really?
Oh, maybe he was.
I think he was.
Oh man.
Anyway. Yeah, I didn't see the whole thing.
That was terrible.
This year though, I saw like the vast majority of it.
That's
and it was an experience, let me tell you.
Yeah, we were both sitting there putting off studying and stuff, and so we decided to watch the VGAs, and it actually turned out to probably be a worse idea to do that than studying because that was
Oh, definitely.
It was terrible.
I could have told you that.
So
who hosted this year?
There really wasn't a host at all.
Oh, really?
That's okay. The thing that pisses me off the most. Like, the VGAs are supposed to be an award show, ostensibly, right?
I guess. I mean, that's what they're labeled
awards
as.
Yeah. Awards probably took up, like, 10% of the overall show.
Yeah.
The rest of it was dedicated to, like, shitty music and, like, game trailers.
Oh, like, live performances?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God. Fucking, guess what? They're like, guess who's here? The D-O-double-G. And Snoop Dogg comes out on fucking stage and does a rap. And it's like... What?
Speaking of video games, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Like, it was...
Dude, that True Crime is back, so...
True Crime?
I think it was in the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I had a friend who had that game.
Well,
it was really
that's
bad.
Great. I
hey,
take back what I said. I love that.
A tenuous thread of fucking logical connection. Great.
Yeah, but yeah. It just... It's really frustrating that this is the closest thing games have to a legitimate award show, and it's... Just,
yeah, that's
it's a sack of shit.
Yeah, especially like because there were a bunch of big reveal trailers this year and last.
That's the thing, though. Like for an award show, it shouldn't be about trailers. It should be about giving games that have already come out the attention they deserve.
But
exactly.
It's very
you know?
Clearly, that's like not.
I,
it
yeah,
at
that's
all.
The thing. They just use like, it. They use this award show like front as like a vehicle for delivering trailers, like, as like a winter version of like E3 or something.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
Like, I think, yeah, I think the
Which is why
really,
it's not worth watching.
I think the really annoying thing about the VGAs is that it turns into, like you said, like a winter E3, where all that people realize, like, in the gaming industry is that a whole bunch of people are going to end up watching this thing, and it's merely a big, you know, 2-hour billboard for them to put things up. You know, the point of an awards show, like you said, is kind of to, you know, to kind of rejoice in what has passed. Not what's coming up. Not like you should be.
Well, it takes attention away from the games that are winning awards.
Yeah,
you're
well, yeah. But like, even their awards, like the people who win them, like there's no merit for
oh yeah
winning these
oh, sure.
awards anyway.
Yeah,
so.
And like they weren't even crediting like the right people some of the times. Like when
oh, really?
Like when UFC won for some sports category, like. No one from the game studio came up to take the award. It was, like, one of the dudes from the UFC, like, league. Came up and was like, yeah, thanks for liking, like, my game, y'all. It was really weird.
Yeah. I just, like, in particular, I'm thinking of, like, didn't they have, like, a celebrity voice actor category or something?
Yeah.
And, like, Megan Fox won it.
Megan Fox won for best female performance, yes. And Hugh Jackman won for Wolverine.
Over somebody
over like Uncharted 2.
Yeah. Oh God.
Wait.
I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was nominated, but. Oh. Goddamn, Wolverine was not as good in terms of voice acting as Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
But do you know what's something that tells you whether this award show is important or not? Is the sticker that says VGA Game of the Year going to show up on the next edition of Uncharted 2? No. No one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's not going to be a sticker on the next Uncharted 2 box that says, hey, we won
That's exactly our point.
Yeah.
I think that we're bringing up is that this award show is not legitimate. It's just a vehicle for these trailers. Yeah.
I have a question for you, though.
To what extent,
though, can we blame that on... I mean, I think you could probably find that any award show starts out as a fairly illegitimate venture, in the sense that it needs a bit of a pedigree before it can actually be... Like, I'm pretty sure the first 10 years of Oscar was interesting, but it wasn't...
I doubt the first 10 years of Oscars was movie trailers.
True.
Yeah.
Because that's what the VGAs are.
Yeah, that's true.
But Spike TV has made its name for, like, illegitimate award shows.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, why does Spike get the privilege of putting on this award show?
Dude.
Who loves video games? Men.
You know what? Yeah,
whose network is Spike TV?
No, here's the problem.
It's the man's network.
Here's the problem.
It's
misogynistic. Do you know where the VGAs falls in their scheduling? In between Titty Hour and Mancers. Like, those are the things that are the bookends.
There's a show called Titty Hour?
I made that up.
Because I know Mancers.
Oh, well, don't lie.
Okay, but...
Damn it.
But, you know, like, those are the bookends on the VGAs. Yeah. You've got Mancers and... I call it Titty Hour.
Again, like, I could see, like, where... nice, classed-up award show honoring games would be there, but just the demographic of people who play games, I don't know if it's something that we need.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like what they're doing now, because the sort of, like, image they're giving of the games industry is just it's a, like, testosterone-filled and just, like, misogynistic and terrible.
Oh, shit, dude. Megan Fox is hot.
Yeah, like...
you know.
It's just kind of shameful, like, when you tell someone you like video games and... if they're not really into that, like, culture or whatever, and then they watch the VGAs, what are they going to think about
you?
You know?
No.
You know, if you want to talk about, you know, if we think that isn't part of the gaming industry, or we don't think it should be, why has something like Dante's Inferno where it's...
It should not be the face of the entire industry. Okay. Some games are dumb as hell, but I don't want people to associate all video games with Snoop Dogg and, you know, titties... and shit like that.
Yo, Fitty, where's your skull?
Yeah, it's just,
you know what? Let's talk about this. I think this would be kind of fun. What would your ideal version of a reward show be for the video game industry?
That's
to
what
me,
I'm saying. I don't think we need one.
You don't think we need one?
Well, okay.
I think that
not
I think
in
a video
form
game...
of an Oscars or anything. Like,
really?
Like I said, I don't think.
I think it'd
isn't
be
there
awesome
an award
have...
show? Well, during GDC, isn't there an award show for the developers? Didn't Tim Schafer host something last year?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Like, something like that is fine,
I think.
Like,
if they webcasted that, that would be enough.
Yeah. Like, what I'm saying is, gamers are more interested in finding about new games and stuff.
That's
like,
true.
That's true.
Like, reliving the past year or whatever. There's so many game journalism sites that give their game of the year and stuff like
right.
that.
Right.
That's
like,
true.
Why do we need some... award show.
We don't need
put a stamp on it.
Well, you could have almost like an aggregate type thing, not like a meta score, but some, you know, like my initial thing is like you have almost like a guild of maybe a bunch of respected people who do video game reviews. And
well, they kind of have that for the VGAs. They got a bunch of game journalists together and did the nominations. And apparently some of the categories didn't even exist on what they voted on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, I think it was something like one of those voice acting categories.
That was just picked by, like, Spike or something?
Yeah,
ew, weird. That's kind of shady.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean... let's get to the trailers part. I think we've talked about enough of how we don't like
the VGAs.
The
awards aren't legitimate, so let's not even talk about them.
So the trailers, what was there? There was the Halo Reach trailer.
Yeah. Did that interest you at all?
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. It was underwhelming for me.
Yeah,
didn't show anything.
Same. It didn't show
anything.
I mean,
allegedly, it's using the in-game engine,
yeah,
I guess.
Which, and there's a lady Spartan.
The human faces look more legitimate than they did in previous Halo games, so that's good.
Yeah, Odious. Yeah, it looked better than Odious, too, though,
yeah,
for sure.
But, yeah, it doesn't show anything about what the actual game's going to be like, so it's kind of disappointing
in
that
regard.
There
was a dude with a skull on his helmet or something.
Isn't there a dude like that in Modern Warfare 2?
You know,
I think there is, like Ghost or something.
Ghost has a ghost mask on his, or
it's
rather
like
a skull mask
yeah,
on
it's
his
like the same thing.
Balaclava.
So he's
you know what I realized?
Reach.
One of the things I had a problem with while watching that trailer, because all the Spartans had their helmets off, with
nope,
all these...
Not supposedly Master Chief. You notice when
Master
they
Chief,
paint...
Is he in the game?
Did you see...
Master Chief survives Reach? I thought Master Chief...
Reach is before Halo.
Reach is before
one.
Halo.
I know that.
He's
I
the survivor
Chief,
of Reach.
I didn't know he was the survivor. I thought
That's
he
why
merely
he's the
happened.
Only Spartan left.
Exactly. I thought he wasn't
oh
on
God,
Reach.
Halo
That's
lore.
Why he survived.
No, he survived the fall of Reach.
So he was there?
Yes.
Was he in the trailer?
That's what I'm saying, is they panned around to, like, the different Spartans and whatever, and you saw, like, all their different helmets.
Sure.
And then there's one that looked like the helmet that Master Chief uses.
Okay.
And that dude
well,
never says anything.
Okay,
so I'm
well,
assuming
anyway. Okay.
That dude's Master Chief.
Anyway, back to the point I was, like, the problem that I had watching, looking at all these Spartans who have their helmets off and
have
a little more
attitude,
who have a little more of a personality and a little more character, and, like, their armor isn't, like, you know, standard issue. They've got, like, you know, designs on them or stuff and, like, stuff like that. I didn't have the same type of impression that I got from Master Chief and all the Halos, because now he's just surrounded by people like him.
Well, this is a different game.
I know. So, we'll see. But that was my first reaction. I'm like,
so you just said no because there's more than one?
No, I just wasn't as impressed. It looked like Gears
okay.
of War.
I don't know. I couldn't draw a conclusion from what they showed.
Yeah,
I can't. I mean, that trailer did not
it didn't do
change my opinion of the game in any way
because
it didn't show a thing.
Yeah,
it was boring.
All right, moving on from that. There was Crackdown 2. Did you guys? See
it
that?
Looks like more Crackdown.
Yeah, kicking cars and shit.
There's co-op with four
zombies.
Players or something.
Yeah, and there's zombies.
Zombies.
What do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
There were mutants in Crackdown 1.
Oh, there were.
Yeah,
there
I mean, were? It just sounds looks like there's more of them in different forms of them.
Oh,
where were the mutants?
There's, I think, I don't remember what island, but one of the islands, there's like a science facility, and these sort of like mutated people start wandering the streets at some point.
Oh, okay, so I guess it might be building on that,
probably.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I thought it was like, since I didn't play the first game, I
oh,
thought
yeah.
it was maybe like, oh, this time there's a zombie infestation, you're the sweet-ass cops who get to get rid of them.
I mean, I'm just more excited for like the sandbox aspect of that game.
Oh, I know.
Like
the
what they showed where you
I
can
can't
like
wait.
They, in the trailer, like tether a car to between two buildings and then
yeah.
With like something electric rope and it starts spinning around and just wrecking everything.
Yes.
That's the kind of stuff in Crackdown that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I can't. What did they have a date on that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Kyle, what did you think? Did you see it?
I saw a brief snippet of it. It just it looked more like more Crackdown.
Are you excited though for that?
You know, Crackdown I thought was fun, but after all the post-apocalyptic sandbox games I've been playing, Infamous and stuff like that. Like,
wait, what else is there?
I'm thinking, not post-apocalyptic, but another sandbox like Assassin's Creed and Assassin's Creed
2.
Okay,
just a sandbox
soon.
In general.
Yeah, like, I don't know how excited I am for it.
Yeah, we'll get into, like, the games recently that were open world, but
sure.
For now, like... I don't know. I'm excited for
frankly,
it.
Frankly, after playing Infamous, I'm now having trouble remembering what Crackdown was like. So maybe I
oh,
should
okay.
just
okay, it was just so far.
Let me remind you, it was amazing.
All right. So moving on from that, what else was there? There was a...
the one that
oh,
stands
yeah, the
out
reveal
to me,
for Batman, too.
Well, yeah, there's that. I was surprised that game got a sequel announced so early. But good for Rocksteady Studios.
Yeah, definitely. They found something that people really like.
Yeah.
And with good reason, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played Arkham Asylum yet, but I'm really impressed from
you
the
got,
demo.
You got Arkham Asylum for Christmas, right?
Christmas hasn't happened yet.
You will be getting Arkham
You're
Asylum.
You're going
for Christmas,
to get it.
Spoilers.
Oh no!
I have not played Arkham Asylum,
but you plan to very soon.
I plan to play that game. Yes.
Oh.
Can I play it?
Have no.
Okay.
What?
You're letting me play that, you know, right?
No, I asked.
I know.
That's a question.
What the fuck?
Politely.
Anyways, What did you think? Like, what's your whole impression on the Batman games?
I think they look really cool. I played the demo of Arkham Asylum and loved it.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine that game will just be... And I've heard great things.
So. Yeah, I mean, actually...
It's just surprising that they announced the sequel 4 months after the first game came out.
Was it only 4 months?
I think so. It came out in, like, August. I don't know if that's 4 months, but I think
But, I mean, I talked to you about this a little bit. Like, I could see, like, it's definitely a short time frame, but I'm not surprised that...
I mean, it makes sense. It's just, I can't recall the last time a major game sequel got announced 4 months after the first game.
Right. You know? But I think that's just, like, the fact that they could pump this out with the VGA Awards where there are trailers shown, I think that was...
I'm hoping that because it was announced so early...
Plus, it didn't really show much.
Yeah, so. I'm hoping it doesn't mean that the game is scheduled for, like, a 2010 release. Yeah. I hope they give the sequel some time so it ends up being as
like
good
the
as the first
worry
one.
Is whether they'll put the same polish into this one.
I have to
imagine they would.
We also have to... We don't necessarily know whether it was planned to be more than one game. Like, maybe they already...
No, I don't think it was, because... There's never been, like, a successful Batman game before Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, now that they've established it, they found something that people like, so...
I know, but
anything
maybe...
Anything like that gets a sequel.
Just kind of the same thing with, like, the Matrix trilogy. They made that first movie knowing what they wanted to do for the next two, but when they...
You can say that about a lot of games, though.
Really?
Like, Assassin's Creed was clearly planned for multiple games, and look at the distance, or the amount of time between the sequel... Or the first game coming out and the sequel getting announced.
Very true. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. There's also the Medal of Honor trailer, which, hey, Medal of Honor's back, and guess what? They're modern.
Is it the trailer? I don't even remember the trailer. I remember thinking, like...
It looked crisp.
Really?
Like, very clean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we were watching it on TV in standard def, so it was hard to pick out details. To me, it looked kind of boring.
I don't remember.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that says it all.
Also, I'm not into Medal of Honor at all.
Never into it, but, like, the trailer looked nice.
Sure.
Very good.
I mean, the game that stood out to me in the VGAs was Green Day Rock Band, because I'm a Rock Band whore.
Yeah. We know.
And I'm kind of upset that Green Day is getting their own game rather than just a massive DLC pack.
Rather than Queen. Sorry.
Queen. I don't know. It's just... It kind of makes me upset, because after the Beatles Rock Band, there's no other band you could dedicate a game to and have it be as, you know, impactful as the Beatles.
I disagree,
you know?
But it wouldn't be Green Day. It'd be like the Rolling Stones or
even the Rolling Stones don't have such a timeless legacy.
We're not
as the Beatles,
we're not getting into this like discussion of
but
which
the
band's
point
better.
We
I'm not
the
saying
point,
better
no the
legacy,
point we're trying
so,
the,
whatever.
The point we're trying to get at is that Green Day, it doesn't seem like they deserve their own game.
No,
also, what's weird, they already have songs in Rock Band 2.
Yeah, but that's like their new album.
I know,
right?
But that's just fucking weird.
That's the stuff that no one...
Why didn't they hold that stuff off for the game? It's weird. It doesn't make any sense to have... I mean, apparently the tracks in Green Day Rock Band are exportable to Rock Band 2, which is just good.
Which is good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I will not be buying Green Day Rock Band as soon as it comes out.
Okay.
That does not seem like it'd be worth $60.
Do you think they're going to... Like, I thought this was an interesting thing they discussed on the Bombcast this week, but, do you think they're going to put the same sort of treatment as they did with Beatles? Like, the same venue? Like,
I mean, that's the thing.
Going
like, with
through
Green
their
Day,
career and
they
stuff?
Don't have, like, a
exactly.
history like the Beatles have.
Exactly. Like, they're going to have their Bay Area...
Yeah,
start, and then,
they're just
going
to be in Stadium 1, Stadium 2, Stadium 3. Like...
I mean, it's actually funny, because when you think... the way they describe the uniqueness of the game is, we're going to be in all of our favorite venues. Great. Whoop-de-fucking-do. I don't care.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they say in the trailer...
Oh, they did.
We're going to be in all our favorite venues, but those are all just, like, they'll be at Candlestick, and they'll probably be at the Greek, and then there'll be other ones. It's not like you get dreamscapes.
Well, it's also like their music career isn't as, like... It doesn't have as many, like, memorable, like, eras as the Beatles does.
There's also a lot of backlash.
I mean, you have, like...
Like, I wonder if they're going to have, like, the sellout
that's the thing. Like, they have, like, the Dookie era and then, like, the sellout era.
Well, that was, like, before. Like, Dookie was their... I think their...
It was, like, their second album or something, but...
Yeah. Like, but, no, yeah. Like, I just wonder if they're going to have, like, their one venue that's just like a garage or something, and then
yeah.
have like a bunch of angry ass high school students as they sign a record label.
Yeah. I think this will be pertinent. I'm pretty sure Green Day started playing in clubs in Berkeley. Pretty sure that's where they started. And I mean, that would actually, I can see where the progression would come from for Green Day, because there would be like the awesome garage band that we know and love, and then there's American Idiot, and then there's 21st Century Breakdown. It's kind of like the opposite of the Beatles, where it's like you enjoy it all the way
where
through.
Where they kind of crash.
Yeah, they crash. Yeah, it's a fucking disaster at the end.
Well, that's going to be too bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, good for them, I guess.
Yeah.
Good.
Sure. It also, like, it makes me worry that we're not going to see Rock Band 3 next year, which I really want. But hey,
dude, I got.
You're still not tired of like getting discs for music games.
The Rock Band
year.
Platform could use some updates. Like the Beatles, like Quick Play menu is way better than Rock Band 2, so they need to release Rock Band 3 that has that shit in it. And harmonies. Just... and you know,
like... I thought you were expecting some of this stuff to come in a patch.
No.
Like, why would you?
They're not gonna. It took them like a year and a half to release a patch that like let you use the Lips microphones. They're not going to alter the game.
Oh,
that
did they
much.
Actually? Oh, duh, because we've been using it. Never mind.
Anyway, that's probably enough Rock Band.
No, you know what I'm looking forward to? Jonas Brothers Rock Band.
Thank
the Jonas
God.
Brothers career is already like on the downswing.
Thank God.
Are they?
I think so.
Well, they
don't ask me why
up?
I know that.
Wait, you guys heard about this, right?
Thomas, why do you know
up?
That?
Great.
It's a good thing.
Great.
You should be happy. You
what?
Should dance in the streets.
Great.
Let's go dance in the streets right now.
Because okay. Jonas Brothers broke up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wasn't listening. So, let's see. Was there any other reveal?
There were a bunch. There was some game, what was it? Spec Ops or something? It's like post-apocalyptic style now. I don't know.
That looked kind of cool.
It looked like a third-person shooter.
Do you remember the third, the third Resident Evil movie? Where they're like in the trailers are like they're in Las Vegas and it's gotten covered
yeah.
in sand.
Yeah,
like everything is getting eaten up by sand. It kind of looked like that. Like they're in a desert and it looked kind of cool. I thought the setting and
I'm thinking of PsyOps.
Maybe
for
that's what it was.
Xbox
PsyOps is not a game that's coming out.
Second one, no.
Okay. I think it was called Spec Ops.
Yeah, okay. It was Spec Ops. But like what I have in my mind, like all I can think of is a game called.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Yeah, so like I don't know what this is. Third-person shooter.
They showed some alleged gameplay. It looked boring to me. I don't know. Whatever.
Setting looked cool and concept sounded cool, but this it looked.
What
ordinary.
Was the concept? Like I don't know what
I
this game
time...
is.
Just imagine like a city that's been covered in a sandstorm and the buildings are falling apart.
Dear God,
and you're shooting
no.
things in it. Yeah, it looks like stuff you've seen in a billion post-apocalyptic movies and video games before. Just it looks. It looks like the scale is pretty, like, large
the scale
or whatever.
Is pretty cool. All
right. That's not going to sell me on a game, you know?
But Green Day in a Rock Band game, that's going to sell you.
After
oh,
it
yeah.
drops to $40, sure.
It'll be perfect for toilet paper.
But what if...
Use a CD.
Wait, sorry, what? A DVD for toilet
yeah.
paper? That
you
sounds
scrape
terrible.
It off.
What is wrong with you?
That is disgusting. What if... Like, they have... Like, what if the value is really good on Green Day?
It won't be.
I don't imagine it
I can't
so,
imagine what
but...
they would add to that game to make me want to pay $60.
Yeah, neither can I.
Like, I was willing to pay $60 for Beatles Rock Band because it had Beatles music in it.
Right.
And I'm a big Beatles fan.
Right.
I don't like... I like Green Day okay. But even if they have, like, 80 Green Day songs in there, I'm not going to pay $60 for it. Because I just don't like their music that much.
Yeah. Not... That's why it's sort of puzzling. I don't know. Why is this getting made?
It's weird. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say about the VGAs.
Yeah.
Kyle? Maybe.
I mean, I just
Will
think
you
it...
be tuning in next year when they get Megan Fox as the hostess?
So long as she's topless.
And with that, let's
and
take
with that,
a break.
We're taking a break. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
We're back.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I have incredible news.
Yeah.
I beat the Water Temple.
Oh, shit.
Fucking finally, man.
You know what?
It made me feel... Did you celebrate? Did you dance around?
Naked, uh-oh, actually.
Excuse me.
Oh, my.
It was actually kind of funny. Day after we recorded, I sat down and beat in an hour.
Nice.
All that build up for nothing.
I know. It was pretty easy.
We discussed that at length, too. And Kyle's just like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that bad at all.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. I actually really enjoyed it.
Was it beyond, like, the beating it, finally?
More, yeah, actually, because it was hard. I mean, it was still difficult. Like, I was nervous going into it, and I was really glad that it wasn't as hard as I expected it to be.
Right.
But, and so I kind of had a good time just realizing I could do something like that, and it was fun. So, I finally beat it, so people can realize that I might actually beat Ocarina of Time before I die.
And Kyle doesn't suck at games. Who knew?
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, he sucks less than we thought.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Don't act so proud, Jesus.
Did you play any more of the other A Link to the Past?
Shamefully, no. I plan on doing that soon.
Well, yeah, you had finals and shit. Yeah. Whatever. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Peter.
Have you been a shooter of stuff?
What are you talking about? No, yeah.
You know, when you have, like, a junk box, and those junk boxes are on a monitor.
I'm pretty sure Pixel
made
Junk.
I was playing Pixel Junk Shooter, is what you're getting at.
Isn't Pixel Junk the name of the fucking developer?
I don't think it's the developer, no. Oh. It's the name, it's like the brand of the games they make, I think. Oh. I don't really know.
Anyways, this Pixel is the Junk first, Shooter. Yes, boom.
This is the first Pixel Junk game I have played.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, there's that. I don't know.
Ask about the other ones, then.
Yeah. But Pixel Junk Shooter is really cool. It's very relaxing.
What is it, first of all? It's like a...
The first way I would just... Well, it's like a dual-stick shooter in terms of, like, the way you control it.
Yeah.
But instead of being, like, an arena-like style, like, arcade game, like Geometry Wars or something... You're this little ship roaming through, like...
It's almost like a lunar lander, right?
Kind of. I mean, you're not like trying you to... You never try to land it.
Like, well, I know, but you have to, like, pick up dudes.
Yeah, like you're in this subterranean cavern or whatever, and the purpose of the game is to just navigate through these environments and pick up these little men that are stranded with this grappling hook you have.
Yeah.
And you collect diamonds on the way, and those unlock the next stage. And the whole trick of the game is that it uses these different, like, elements or, like, liquids.
Fluid dynamics.
Fluid dynamics.
Dynamic fluids.
Dynamic fluid. Sounds gross.
So how are they?
So you get covered in fluid in the game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Okay, I will.
About the dynamic fluid.
Covered
all over you.
What the... Shut up, Kyle. Yeah.
We've established that Kyle is horny as hell.
Yeah.
I'm not, actually.
I want to talk about a video game. Shut up.
Pixel Junk Shooter.
Okay.
It makes
so,
Kyle hot.
Yeah.
I will not be buying this game.
So the... the game is interesting because...
the Kyle Boner Fund.
What the fuck?
No, what are you talking about?
Anyways.
The game's interesting because these different elements...
it's like fire, fire, water.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different types.
Isn't there also like steam or something?
There's gas and there's like magnetic oil.
Okay.
And these different elements like interact with each other in different ways and you use them to your advantage to navigate through the level. So like when water and lava collide... the water cools the lava and it turns into rock.
Right.
So if there's like a puddle of lava.
Does it stay like wherever it turns into rock? Like, does it stay there or does it use like gravity to
the rock
down?
Will stay there.
Okay.
And so say there's like a pool of lava, blocking your path to a guy you need to rescue. You could find a little like sponge in the environment that will soak up water and you can soak up a puddle of water in this thing, and then you can dump it onto the lava and turn the lava into rock, and then you can use your blaster to shoot through the newly formed rock to get to your guy.
Sweet.
And so once you collect
all... So it's a lot more puzzly than shooter-y.
It's a puzzle game in essence, yeah.
Yeah.
It's never really testing reflexes.
Yeah.
In any way. I mean, there are a couple boss fights in the game. Okay. I'm on the last boss right now. And even the boss fights, they don't tax your reflexes that much. You have to be on your toes a little bit. But the game's mostly about strategizing how you're going to move and make use of the elements in the environments.
I have one question. When you're controlling with two sticks to go up and down and to the side, right? Or to rotate and go up and
you,
down?
You move with one stick and you aim with the other.
Do you fall if you don't stay up in the air?
No.
Okay, good.
It controls just like Geometry Wars.
Oh, okay. I was under the impression that there's like gravity.
No.
Okay. I thought so too, because when I first saw it, I thought exactly the Lunar Lander
thing.
Yeah, it
looks like it.
Yeah, it seems that way because you can rotate around like that.
Especially because like the fluid stuff, like it falls.
Yeah, if you're in like a waterfall of water, it'll try to push you down.
Uh-huh.
But if you're just hovering in the air, your guy will stay where
it
is.
Okay.
But that game's really relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
looks really nice.
Thing is, it's not hard at all.
Oh, okay.
So if you're just looking for a game to like just chill out and that's the thing, like it looks awesome.
Yeah.
So like just like going around and
the fluids look awesome.
Just looking at those fluids.
Yeah.
It's
why are you guys
pretty nice.
like being upset
because
at me
that's
for
like...
making
that's sorry. so oh, it looks dear. Good. How much was it?
It was $10.
Well worth it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really short.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It took me about 3 hours to get to the last boss.
Oh, okay.
But the thing
that
is...
That last boss will take you another 3 hours.
Really?
Yep.
It'll be like
the water temple.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
only, like, scaled to you.
But the thing is, like, despite the fact that it was short, like, it was so different from anything else I'd played and so enjoyable that it was totally worth the money.
Got it.
Can you finish so I can play it?
what was it again? Oh, like replayability. Does it appear to like... By the way, there's co-op in the game. You just play with him.
We only have one controller in our apartment.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't play with him.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
So, what did I ask?
replayability.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it's really easy.
Yeah.
So, like...
Is there incentive to go back?
The game forces you to replay it.
Really?
A few spots because, like I think I mentioned, you need to collect these diamonds to unlock the next stages. And going through the levels on your first... When I went through the levels my first time, I didn't collect enough diamonds to unlock the boss fights.
So I
had to go back to previous stages to look around for these diamonds.
So there's really... They sort of make it so that there isn't much incentive to... Because you've already essentially gone back at some point.
I mean, yeah, you have to replay it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like...
But the thing is, like, when you're going back to these stages, you know exactly what to do already.
Yeah.
And since the game's easy as
so
it is...
So it's like a speed run.
I mean, it's still kind of, like, relaxing and enjoyable to play around with the elements and whatnot, but...
But it's just a little nuisance.
I wouldn't call it a nuisance. It's just not as cool as it is the first time around.
Got it.
So I feel like that kind of hurts the game a little bit, because it slows the pace.
Isn't it...
Unnecessarily.
Isn't it also, like... a two-part game, like...
From what I understand, once you beat it, it just says to be continued, and they expect you to buy, like, the Encore pack, which is apparently what they do with Pixel Junk games.
Oh, alright.
That's what
I
hear.
What does that entail?
Apparently, it's just, like, DLC that adds more to the game.
Okay.
Like, this game has three worlds, or episodes, as they call them, so I imagine the DLC will add a couple more, and hopefully give the game a conclusion.
But also maybe different elements, because I've seen you've got...
A conclusion? Sorry.
Well, because there's, like, a vague story. You're, like, you know, rescuing these dudes in a mine. But apparently once you beat the final boss, it just, like, it acts like there would be another world, but it just says to be continued.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So
that's what I hear.
And presumably, I mean, because I've seen snippets of you playing, there's the lava and the water, but then there's also, like, tar.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit.
And smoke. And so maybe also different types of fluid dynamics.
Well, I would assume because they add at least a couple new elements in every world. So if they add new worlds, yeah, I would expect there to be cool shit.
Fluids. For the new worlds.
There's going to be way more fluids, dude.
Hell yes.
Make sure of that.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, Pixel Junk Shooter's neat.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, hey, Thomas.
Hey, Peter.
There's this game I really like. It came out a while ago, though.
What's Barbie Horse Adventure?
What's it called?
Damn it. You weren't supposed to know about that.
Oh, well, dude, you can't hide it from
me. Wait, I didn't hear it because I was being annoying.
Well, stop doing that, then.
All right, what I'm trying to allude to is Team Fortress 2. That's a good game,
That
right?
is a good game. I like that game.
It's a very good game.
Yeah. So, what was it, the last week or so, they've been hyping up the new Demoman and Soldier update.
Yes.
As a war, as it were.
Yeah, that was a really cool event.
Yeah, I like how they went about it. Like, basically, they had a comic released earlier, I think. Something about the Soldier on the blue side and the Demoman on the red side being friends and, like, hanging out and shit. And then, what was it, like, the announcer or whatever basically made them go at war with each other. And so basically, with these updates, each class usually gets 3 unlocks.
True.
Through the achievements. But now they added a this event where soldiers, every time a soldier kills a demo man, it adds 1 to their kill count, and every time a red demo man, or just a demo man, kills a soldier, it added to their total. Whichever of those two had a higher total, they'd get a 4th unlock. And so, like, this is the event that was going on throughout the week up until the update.
Yeah, I got a little bit of background about it. I watched kind of the conclusion.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so soldiers won, which is
which I liked. It's a class I prefer.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I've been playing that a little bit with you as well.
Yeah.
How
many of the new weapons do you have so far?
Just the Equalizer.
Which is what?
It's this pickaxe. It replaces the shovel.
And for the soldier.
For the soldier, yes. And every... I think what it is it acts... I think it's weaker than a shovel at full health. But the thing about the weapon is, however less health you have, you become faster and it's more powerful to hit with that weapon.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of fun when you're almost dead to just equip it and then sprint around and jump around and stuff.
Yeah.
And then try to hit somebody.
You mentioned it makes the game feel more like Quake.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, that was really fun. Yeah. When I hit you in the face with it, it felt like Quake because I had to jump around to try to avoid your rockets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You jerk.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that there's a 4th unlock.
Yeah.
Was that the same for whichever person?
The item would have been the same for both classes.
Oh, it would have?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've heard, anyway.
Okay. So, like, do you know what the... So, basically, the 4th unlock is these boots that prevent, like, rocket jumping damage or sticky bomb damage when you jump.
Yeah. Because both the Demoman and Soldier can use their bombs as an extra jump.
Right.
So...
So, yeah, only you have that weapon as well, though, the Equalizer.
I have the Equalizer, and I've got the Demo Man Sticky Bomb Launcher upgrade.
Have you used that?
No, I don't play Demo Man, ever.
Me neither.
Yeah, that was the big thing, is those were 2 of my least played classes.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I've just been getting better with the Soldier, because I haven't bothered with the Demo Man yet.
Yeah, but, I'm just bad with that
class. Dude, that sword
that
the Demo Man has is annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it.
Some bad times.
Bad times.
Oh, I also got one of those hats. You remember the Halloween event?
Yeah.
They had a hat unlock. And like, if you get a domination on someone who's wearing the hat, you get the hat.
Yeah.
So I got that.
Nice.
It's pretty sweet. It's like a little broken top hat.
Man, TF2 has been like so amazing with their like free downloadable content this past year.
Dude, I have to say, I love what Valve's doing with TF2. Like, it's really awesome how they can... I mean, the game came out 2 years ago now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's constantly becoming a new game. Like, not a new game, but...
It feels different every time. Like, this was the first time that I jumped into TF2 in a very long time, and like, it's very much enjoyable again. Like, each of these keeps it fresh.
I need to play some more.
Even just changing a couple classes makes the entire game feel a little different.
Yeah,
it adds new strategies you have to keep in mind while you're playing.
Yeah, plus you just play classes you don't normally play.
Yeah.
Like, this is something I was thinking about earlier this week, is once the Engineer update comes out and, like, that sort of newness fades out.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what they're going to do to, like, keep it feeling fresh. Because I don't know about you, but the maps they release, like, that doesn't really...
They're nice and all, but they're not going to draw me back.
Exactly.
That's not what I played the TF2 for. It's the interaction between the characters and the weapons and the
right, like
the
learning
classes.
Your weapons and stuff.
Exactly. I need to play more TF2, I'm realizing.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
I don't know, I could imagine them sort of going back and giving, like, maybe an additional set of upgrades for other classes as well.
Oh, you think they might do that?
Just,
they
like,
could.
Restart the cycle? Like, go through each of the
maybe.
Classes again?
Like, because, I mean, at the moment, like, the weapons that you get, they're not necessarily universal upgrades to your alternate weapons. They're more, like, just, like, tactical choices
in
a lot of situations.
They've been doing stuff like that, but I feel like for the soldier in particular, like, the new rocket launcher you get unlocked seems like it might be just an upgrade to the regular.
It seems like you need to be a lot more accurate, so I don't know. Like, you lose your blast damage with the new rocket
launcher.
That's
true. I know. But the fact that it fires so much faster.
Right. But, I mean, like, my point is, like, if these weapons are supposed to, like, not necessarily be universal upgrades,
I know,
maybe that... if they are in some cases, they could add, like, a third item to choose
I can
from
understand
easily.
That. Yeah, that...
Or maybe not easily.
I mean, that would be cool. I would definitely be interested in them going back to, like, the medic or something, or the pyro.
I mean, and definitely seems like
specifically
they're
the
getting into, like, aesthetic changes for the characters. Like, they've added these hats.
Yeah.
And there's some other items, like, there's a camera beard that the spy can wear.
Yeah, what is that?
It's just the hat that you
wear
on your face.
Okay.
Best type of hat.
Yeah, so I can imagine them adding different types of equipment you can unlock to make your characters look different.
Yeah. Also, like, didn't they talk about a trading system for your backpack or something?
They have the crafting system in place now. I don't know if there was trading.
Crafting?
Yeah, like, you know, how, like, the way that the game works now is, like, while you're playing, sometimes you get random drops for new weapons, and you can get duplicates of items you already have.
Yeah.
With this new crafting system, you can, like, smelt those items and turn them into scrap metal.
How the hell do you do that?
You go into your character loadout menu, and there's a new option that says craft now.
Oh.
And so then you can use these...
I haven't even...
You can use the scrap metal to create new weapons that you don't already have.
Oh, okay.
So it's another means of unlocking weapons.
I like that.
The thing is, though, you need a lot of duplicate weapons to use the crafting system.
I have a lot.
Yeah. A lot of mine got reset. Like, I had half
really?
Of the spy unlocks,
that
and
sucks.
Now they're gone.
Oh, that blows.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing. But, yeah.
TF2, still awesome to play.
Woo!
It's amazing how much that game has changed.
Oh,
I
know.
In 2-year lifespan.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm waiting on, like, a 30-minute long movie they make out of TF2.
Oh,
that'd
man.
Be great.
Yeah, that's one thing
God.
I'm looking forward to is releasing more of those Meet the Class videos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have Dude, that spy
one. With this?
No. The last one they did was the spy.
The sniper one was really funny. I really liked the sniper.
They've all been pretty great.
Yeah.
Good times.
I guess so. Yeah.
What else has there been? Oh, yeah. Torchlight. I bought that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, you like it, right?
No.
You have to like it. It's Torchlight. It's amazing. Like it. Yeah, Torchlight's pretty good.
But yeah, like, if you even have a remote interest in Torchlight, it's the weekend deal on Steam right now, and they just released
it. It won't be the weekend by the time this episode is out, though.
You know what? This past weekend, you probably should have picked this up.
If you didn't, shame on you.
Yeah.
Tut, tut, tut.
But they released the update, and now it has Steam achievements and Steam Cloud support, which is like being able to load up your save file on anyone's computer.
That's a nice feature.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is. So yeah, going to get into that, because that's a good game.
Yeah.
I got it recently, too, so I'm going to probably try playing
it
as well.
Is Santa a good man to you?
Santa was a very good man to me.
Didn't you also get some other game?
I also got from some benevolent person.
Jeez.
Me.
Oh, that's why.
I got Torchlight and Plants vs. Zombies from Thomas, and then I got, wow, I've forgotten.
Indigo Prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy.
From this guy.
From Peter. Partially because I'm so excited for Heavy Rain. He thought it'd be fun for me to play Indigo Prophecy. So I got lots of games
I guess
to
I was
play.
Wrong.
You should report on that next time we record.
Yeah.
I plan on it.
Let's take another break.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right.
Hey!
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 Hey! Also, we're back.
We are.
Hey, guys! Guess what?
What?
We got an email.
We did. Email. It's mail time, y'all.
All right.
Mail time. Yeah. Wait, mail time. Mail time.
How did they send it to us?
They sent it to an email address, which is 3bitpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm so happy you picked up on that.
Yeah,
so, I certainly
honestly. I almost missed that.
Dude, I was about to throw something at you. I'd be like, it's fucking email. What's your problem?
Anyway, so yeah, if anyone else wants to send us email, 3bitpodcast@gmail.com, please. But yeah, we got an email from Linda, and she sent a very long email, so I'm afraid I'm not going to read the entire thing.
Oh.
But, she talked about Mass Effect and Dragon aliens Age. With 19 boobs. That was great. Thank you, Linda.
Yes.
But
also, it's going to be 17 boobs.
Yes. We're get it right next time.
Yes.
But she made an interesting point near the end of her email. She was commenting on how we were talking about Ocarina of Time in our last show, and how we were discussing how it held up to, like, contemporary standards.
Right.
And Linda was arguing that she doesn't think that we should be looking at games in terms of contemporary standards if they came out years and years ago.
Right. You can't compare games now to a...
Yeah, you need to consider a game in the environment it was released in.
Right.
And
I agree.
Yeah, and I think that's a totally valid point. I mean, I don't think we were trying to...
I can't remember the conversation.
Yeah.
Do you remember
I don't really remember what we said either. Well, I mean,
shit.
I hope we weren't saying...
Wait. Kyle, remember?
I think the beautiful thing about this is, yeah, most games you're going to remember as brilliant in their own contexts, in the time they came out. But every once in a while, there's going to be a game that
is like, timeless.
Well, no, but it supersedes its time frame.
Okay.
Like, it's stupid to say, but like, even playing Mario World now, like from the NES,
oh, yeah, that game
is
totally
still
holds
really
up.
Fun.
Sure.
Playing Tetris is a terrible example, but you know, like,
no,
games...
dude, that's timeless.
Okay, there
Tetris
you go.
Tetris is timeless.
And I would actually argue that Ocarina of Time is one of those games for me. Like, I had a really good time playing that game, even in my time context now.
I would say that Ocarina of Time is not timeless, but it resists aging
certainly,
a lot better
exactly.
than other games.
I'm not arguing that it's timeless. I'm saying it is one of those games that does get it is able to last outside of its time.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but you do look at it now and you see that the combat is not as refined as modern games, I would argue. But I mean at the same time, yeah, when you play it I realize that this game came out in 1998, so my expectations are different, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, it is impressive that a game that came out so long ago is still as enjoyable for you, Kyle.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, I can think of a lot of games that have come out just in the past few years that have already aged, like, beyond playability.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good example. Like, I know what you're talking about.
The game I'm thinking of is Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
That
oh,
game,
really?
Yeah.
Even on the Wii?
Well, I'm thinking the GameCube version, which is the one I played. That game was amazing when it came out. Like, you know, it revolutionized the way we think about third-person shooters.
Right.
But in just the past few years, so many other games have improved
The
way those are played. Like, look at Dead Space, for instance.
Yeah.
It's the same formula as Resident Evil, but it just uses a more, like, fluid control scheme, and it makes Resident Evil look like a joke. Like, playing Resident Evil 5 was silly compared to Dead Space.
Yeah. In my opinion. I mean, you could also argue that maybe it was something about the way you played, like with having a friend and not being nearly as in danger all the time.
But you just feel so much more empowered in Dead Space just because of the controls.
Yeah, you can
and
stomp on dudes' heads.
And,
yeah!
Like, some people argue that the like old tank-style controls in Resident Evil make it more scary because it's more tense.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I felt that Dead Space was even more tense than maybe even Resident Evil 4.
Dude, I nearly pissed my pants playing that game, so
yeah,
I'm going to go with Dead Space.
That's proof to me that you don't need to have shitty controls for in a survival horror game.
Yeah.
And it totally shits all over Resident Evil. And I can't play it anymore.
Wow.
I mean, that's how I feel.
How much of the RE4 on Wii have you played?
Because what'd you say?
A
like,
decent amount. I mean,
because does that make it more fun? No. Like being able to control it in that kind
it
of
doesn't
way.
Change it significantly.
No.
It makes you aim faster, but I mean, you're still using tank controls.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Describe tank controls for me.
Where, you're.
Well, you played it on the Wii, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't understand.
You move
and
turn on one stick, so you move forward, you turn, and then you move again.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in Dead Space, like, you can strafe, but then, for instance, you know?
I think, I may be wrong, but in the email, I think they also talked about the difference between a 2D game being more, like, able to be timeless than a 3D game. Which, you know,
do you agree with that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, 2D isn't really done much anymore in, like, the same sense. And like.
Though when it is, God, I love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, Pixel Junk Shooter, completely 2D, but that game looks amazing.
Yeah. Same with Geometry Wars 2.
But yeah,
oh,
I mean,
man.
Another game I have to play.
But all the good-looking games from the past that I can think of are all 2D. They're mostly on the Super Nintendo, even.
Right. So that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, 3D definitely struggles more.
I mean,
because
that, early 3D especially. I mean, yeah. I would argue that more contemporary 3D games like... maybe this isn't contemporary, but Wind Waker on the GameCube.
Right.
That still looks great. That came out like 4 years ago or 4 or 5 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
That game looks fantastic nowadays.
Was it only that long?
I have no idea. I'm guessing.
It was a long time ago.
I think the problem is like when people do 3D a lot of the time, they try to make it emulate real life. And obviously when technology improves,
yeah.
it's going to make
yeah,
it look crappy by comparison.
Exactly.
I mean, because on that note...
So does that make it harder to go back to? Sorry.
No, it's all good. I mean, on that note, with Ocarina of Time, the first thing I noticed was, wow, this looks terrible. But
yeah.
I had fun playing the game beyond the aesthetics of it, which is incredible for me, an incredible experience for me, somebody so centered on aesthetics in a game.
I'm thinking about last episode now, and I'm thinking how you need to play some Monkey Island game.
What the fuck is this
that
shit?
Might be a challenge.
Yeah. Hey! I just thought of something we could talk about.
Ooh.
What's that?
What games did you like this year?
Or
what stuck out to you
this
in
year?
The year of 2009?
Good or bad?
The shit that I remember from this year are all down.
Shit.
Yeah, nothing came out this year. It's all just garbage, crap.
Yeah.
No, the
I
video
should make
games that I remember. the video games I remember are all downloadable this year.
Oh yeah,
the ones that stood out to me. I mean, granted, like there was stuff like Uncharted 2 and Beatles Rock Band that I thought were amazing, but those have been talked about to death. The stuff that I really, really am going to remember from 2009 are the downloadable games like Splosion Man. And Trine, specifically. Like,
yeah, that was pretty good.
The downloadable platformers have been excellent this year.
Yeah.
I need to play... I need to play
so,
Trine.
Like, others?
Other, like, downloadable platformers?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like, Shadow Complex came out. I did not play that, but...
yeah, that was definitely
people seem to love it.
Yeah.
Shadow Complex.
Yes, Shadow Complex.
I don't know Shadow Complex.
It's like a
it's
naturally...
on Xbox Live
Arcade.
Yeah,
anyways.
But yeah, like these games, they introduced some weird, interesting changes to the platforming formula. Like Trine specifically, it was very physics based,
yeah,
and it gave you three distinct move sets to juggle between while you're playing the game. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Not to mention that
plus the puzzles, how you can they were so open ended.
Yeah.
Like because you can use any of these skill sets to get through the puzzles.
Yeah,
like,
it really emphasized creativity, which
exactly.
is great. Like most older platformers, like Mario games, they don't do that so much. There's usually one or two distinct paths
right.
per level. It also, not to mention that it looked gorgeous.
Yeah, that was a really
like,
pretty game.
It was like a 3D game, but on a 2D plane, and it looked amazing.
Yeah.
I would argue it was one of the most pleasing games visually this year, in my opinion. Even though it was not technically impressive, its art direction and its use of color was great.
Yeah.
I love that game so much. And Splosion Man was great because it was just it was very simple, but
yeah.
it used a very simple mechanic in very creative ways, like right
and
through until the
end. Very challenging ways,
yes.
I would say.
Yeah, you and I played co-op, and that got pretty intense.
I remember watching you guys try to solve some of those puzzles, and that was crazy.
Yeah,
and not to mention that game had a great sense of humor.
Yeah, definitely. Like the ending.
Yeah, one of the best credit sequences of this year, for sure.
Oh, I need to see.
I think I speak for both of us on this. Though it was not released this year, Persona 4.
Wait, that was December last year.
That's
close
what
enough.
I'm saying.
Yes, like, Persona 4 was one of the best games I played this year.
I have a hard time understanding the appeal.
Do you like anime?
Yeah.
Do you like silliness?
Yeah.
Do you like Do you like making commentary about dumb shit?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Peter and I played this game very much the same way as Jeff and Vinny from Giant Bomb played it in their endurance
run. Yeah, we essentially had our endurance run, only ours lasted about a month.
Yeah, like, during the summer, we just got together and we played this game side by side, and it was a blast. It was so fun.
I have to say, the one regret I had about being in Sacramento this summer was hearing about what seemed ostensibly like
hearing
so
about
much fun.
Us
like, I felt so left out.
For about
felt...
6 hours.
I don't care. I don't care. It sounded like it was a lot of fun.
And... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, just, like, the localization in that game was so fantastic.
I know.
Like, it was legitimately funny a lot of times.
Not a co pooped a bit.
And we ended up with a lot of nice inside jokes.
Yes.
That was fun.
So good. And Kanji.
And Kanji.
Yeah.
Get bent, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kyle, you want to talk about your...
Some of the games that stand out for me are ones that are disappointments.
Oh, right.
I was really, 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 really excited for Scribblenauts.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was such a cool idea. And the way you had to go through the game by just having these tiny little goals that you had to complete rather
right.
than it being more like experimentation. Maybe I haven't played enough of it to really get a sense of... Maybe there are a lot of ones that I do need to experiment on, but I feel really limited rather than free in the game.
Huh. We talked about it. But...
Yeah, exactly. We talked it to death. One, I found out a new thing you can spawn that I didn't realize you could get. You can get Ceiling Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I heard about
it. It actually turns into a cloud that's just above you. It's kind of cool. but, so that was kind of disappointing. And I'm going to make myself slog through the rest of 358 over 2 days.
The Kingdom Hearts DS game.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over break. I'm a Kingdom Hearts whore, and I really want to stay on top of the story for...
Dude, Thomas and I tried to play that, and we got lost.
I watched Thomas sit there try to play through the first part, and he put it down. It's
yeah,
like, I'm going to slog through it because I really love the stories of those games.
Kingdom Hearts has some amazing lore.
I hated the feeling of going into Kingdom Hearts 2 being unaware of what happened in Chain of Memories. Even though it was pretty easily summarized, I just didn't like it. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh.
So I want to stay on top of the story. So I'm going to make myself finish 358 over 2.
Do you know how you can stay on top of the story? Wikipedia.
No,
oh,
I want to
yeah.
play it. I don't do Wikipedia. I want to play it.
What about
Good
Infamous?
Games.
Infamous would
Infamous
be a good one, right?
Infamous was probably one of my favorite games this year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it just... I finished the game. And then one day I was missing it so much that I turned it on and collected more blast shards.
Oh man.
Like I
That's
just
boring.
Like I just loved the mechanics in that game. I had such a like climbing seemed really intuitive. It was really fun blowing shit up.
Yeah.
You know, I probably should play through the game again on evil, except I might actually have some moral problems with doing that. I don't know why. But
yeah. Hero Kyle cannot do.
Yeah, I don't know why. I always any game with a moral skill, I'm always good. I don't know
why.
So
what about other games this year?
I've talked about a lot of stuff already.
Did you feel the same way I felt about Resident Evil 5? It's kind of a joke after Dead Space.
You know, I hadn't realized that that's what I was comparing it to, but you're kind of right. Was Resident Evil 5 this year?
Yes, yeah. It was in March.
Really? I thought it came out holiday last year.
Nope. Dead Space came out holiday last year.
Okay, well, Resident Evil 4, I mean, Resident Evil 5, because we played Resident Evil 4 together on the GameCube.
Yes.
Right.
And that was, I was terrified in that game. In fact, you were there the night there were those tentacle dogs, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Looking through a sniper scope, and one jumped in front of me, and I screamed like a little girl.
That's funny.
Like, I was terrified in that game.
Yeah.
And maybe it was partially because we're alone. Or dealing with that fucking annoying president's daughter.
hey,
but
man,
when you're
don't hate.
Well, yeah. So going back to 5 and Dead
yeah,
Space.
5 was nothing compared to 4 or Dead Space. Like I didn't. It was
why?
Some. Why? Because I wasn't scared. It was just a.
Was it the daylight aspect?
No, I actually think the majority of it wasn't because I had so been maybe it was because I've been so much more scared by Dead Space, but also because I had somebody with me.
Another you played cognitive... Dead Space together, though.
What?
I let you play.
But you didn't have another character.
Okay.
You feel safer in Resident Evil 5, I think, because like, there's two people with guns.
Yeah,
you have
that's
two
true.
Cognitive people
right, yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
deal with shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you die, and it's more than your fault if you die. If you both die, you know something's hard, and you don't feel like... Like, I always feel self-conscious if I die when we're playing a game together and it's a one-person game, because I'm like, oh, I suck at this shit. Give
well,
it a shot.
Maybe that's true.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
But yeah, so definitely
Yeah.
Resident Evil 5 was definitely a bit of a disappointment this year, especially in relation to Dead Space and what I remember of 4.
It was probably, I would say it was decent, campy fun, but compared to Resident Evil 4, it was not as cool.
No.
And Dead Space certainly didn't help its case.
No, it didn't at all. What was I gonna, there was another game I was thinking of, but that's what I got. Infamous was so much fun. I loved that game.
So that's your game.
Yeah.
For this year. All right, well, I guess I should talk about mine.
Please.
Do it, man.
Something I actually realized was really interesting. Most of the games I got this year were open world.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I started off the year, I picked up Burnout Paradise when that dropped in price.
Oh, yeah.
Open world driving game, which is really good. It was a really good game. And then I did pick up Street Fighter, but...
It's not really your thing, huh?
Anyways, and then Red Faction Guerrilla, which is probably...
Oh, that game was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a really, really fun game.
I need to play that.
Destruction. Yeah. I mean, I have it, so you can probably try it out. And then Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
You
know, that's a good point. I've had a lot of...
And then Borderlands, which is...
Does that count as open world?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
you have
to travel from place to place and stuff. There's quick travel and everything, but it might as well be.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of like most memorable, it's probably, well, we said Persona 4.
Yes.
Red Faction was really good in the summer. Like that was a game. Like I remember I was talking to you. I was pretty excited for that.
Yeah.
And it met my expectations, and like the multiplayer was actually really fun.
Oh man, that game blew my expectations out of the water. I had no idea it was going to be that fun.
Oh man, yeah, you got to trust my taste.
I guess so, huh?
Brush your shoulders off.
But yeah, so that was a very good one. In disappointments, I mean, I really liked Brutal Legend's story, but just how that played just was a disappointment.
Yeah,
for me.
I haven't even finished it. I hate the RTS battles so much.
Borderlands, I would say that was... I've actually sunk a lot of time in that now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I look forward to playing that.
Yeah. That, like, I wouldn't say it's has as great of a impact this year just because of all the shit that went down for me getting that game, and then once I got it, was like the multiplayer stuff.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of a bummer. But, I mean, now that I've had it and, like, it works well on my computer,
yeah,
it's definitely enjoyable.
Sweet.
I hope to... I mean, you guys got me Assassin's Creed 2. Thanks, by the way.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
So I hope to get into that, and we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll all be able to talk about that, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something I look forward to playing, and hopefully it lives up to what my hype is
for
it.
Hopefully so.
You know, for all three of us, does Left 4 Dead 2 make any impression on us? Or
oh,
is it too
wow.
soon?
Why did
Left
4
Dead 2
is that?
Fun.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not going to be a game that stands out to me as like a landmark experience because it is very similar to the first game.
You know, there is one portion of the game, though, that will probably stand out for me, and it's that fourth mission.
Right.
That we've played through.
We were in the rainstorm.
We're in the rainstorm. That
was, really cool.
Wholly unique for me. Like, I remember playing Left 4 Dead 1 or Left 4 Dead and being kind of scared when I got into the game alone. Like when I first booted it up and I didn't play any play on the internet. I just played the campaign by myself just to start doing a little bit.
It's a multiplayer game, but yeah.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But
you're doing it wrong.
But yes, I was. But so I went into it alone. It was a little bit scary and I lost that scariness as soon as I started playing with people.
Right.
Because it became more fun.
Right.
All of a sudden, I kind of had flashbacks to that when all of a sudden I
couldn't really?
Hear you guys.
Oh, really?
Because
you couldn't hear us.
You know, and it just kind of... I mean, I knew it wasn't too bad because I just had to sit there.
We might
want to
clarify that for people who haven't played
okay.
that game.
Okay, so the fourth campaign... Yeah.
Go ahead.
The fourth campaign is... gotta go collect gas from a point.
Basically,
and
there's a rainstorm, and there's an effect where every once in a while the rain will get torrential, and when that happens, your visibility gets shot to like nothing.
To
it's
hell.
Maybe like 5-10 feet ahead of you.
Yeah.
And then the sound drowns out the microphone input, so you can't hear your teammates or anything. So if you get dragged by a zombie, you're kind of fucked unless someone sees you.
It's really cool.
And it lasts for, I don't know, a minute and then goes away for like 5 minutes.
Something like that. I don't know.
It was that was
it's neat.
I hadn't been impressed yet with Left 4 Dead 2 until we played that campaign.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I'm actually really bummed that I haven't played more of that.
We need to.
Like, yeah.
It's break. We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is. So we've got reach us at what?
Announcement. So I sort of referred to it earlier, but next week we'll be recording again. So
yeah, we should have a
podcast.
Weekly show for the next few weeks because we won't have school.
Yeah.
So it's way easier for us to coordinate this stuff.
Yeah.
So if you guys are actually listening, you'll be able to listen more often.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll be able to gather more listeners.
Yeah.
Because we'll have more episodes.
Yeah.
So listeners, if you want to send us an email, you can send them to us at 3bitpodcast@gmail.com.
Blogs at 3bitpodcast.wordpress.com.
Yes. No caps. Right. 3 is a
all that,
number.
All that jazz. I'll probably throw something up on Giant Bomb for those lazy people.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's help lazy people out. We like them.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Exactly.
I like me. Wait, no, I don't like me. Oh. Hey.
Huh?
With that, Kyle.
Goodbye,
get
Internet.
The outro going.
With the outro?
Yep. I thought you prepared a rap.
Oh, shit. No.
Okay. Well, that's another time.
Okay.
Goodbye, Internet.
Take care, guys.
Okay. I'm Thomas. Bye, Internet.
Goodbye. Guten bye. This is the Secret Podcast.
We are the Secret Podcast.
The Secret.
We're done.
Dynamic Fluids.